So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is the first time I've been on, I think, this year. So Happy New Year to all of you and to Dave Ennett. I saw on in social media that Dave lost his dog. So my condolences to Dave. Great broadcast, though, as always. And I thank Marissa Lynn Jones, who's in the studio right now, for her patience, for hanging out to talk about Chicago Theater Week. We'll do that in a minute. Coming up is Still Laughing. That's the name of the book, A Life in Comedy, from the creator of Laughin', George Slaughter. We'll be here celebrating his birthday, which was on New Year's Eve. Marissa Lynn Jones, welcome again to WGN. Tell me about Theater Week in Chicago and what that means.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Chicago Theater Week is the time to get accessible prices at just $30, $15 or less. You can get tickets for the entire...
Whoa. I'm stopping you in midstream.
Yeah.
I need you to say that again. I mean, one complaint I hear all the time, theater prices are too expensive. Well, actually, not necessarily. It depends on where you go. But give me those prices again. I want people to really hear that.
Yes. So the ticket prices during Chicago Theater Week, you can get tickets for $30, $15 or less. Even we have maybe a couple of comp tickets out there as well. So
it depends on where you're going.
Yes, absolutely.
That is terrific in itself. What does that mean and when is the week?
So Theater Week is February 6th through 16th, mm-hmm. and you can go on ChicagoTheaterWeek.com to get your tickets at many over 100 performances throughout the city and suburb areas. So we want everybody to be able to explore not only their own neighborhoods, but maybe some new neighborhoods as well.
Yeah, speaking of which, I don't know if you've ever counted. How many theaters are there in Chicago, also including the suburbs? It's got to be over 100.
The league itself has over 200 member theater organizations.
What?
Yes. And we're constantly growing. Chicago is the incubator city for theater.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that we have the best playwrights and artists who come here. We have a lot of theater organizations. We're known for our storefront space that starts here. People can come here and learn and grow and be supported and thrive. Chicago is the place where they bring most shows before they go to other cities, including New York, because of our audiences being so engaged and so smart. So we really want to make sure that we can continue to support that. We're really, the theater city of the world right here in our own city of Chicago. So make sure you come out and support so that this work can continue to thrive and have ripples across the world.
You know, Drew Lynch is a stand-up comic. He may be the hottest stand-up in the country right now. And he says... And I'll ask him about this, in fact, after 2 o'clock, that his favorite city to perform is in Chicago.
Of course it is. Of course. We have everything starts here. We have the best people, the best support here. All of our theaters, I said over 200 theaters, and many people are always surprised by that number. But I encourage them to even just look at ChicagoTheaterWeek.com website. You'll see all the shows available, and it's music, theater, and dance.
All right. Give me some examples of some theaters we might not know about.
Oh, absolutely. So we have some theaters out in the suburbs. We have Oil Lamp Theater, who is doing the complete works of Shakespeare. So you'll get to see.
They're doing everything Shakespeare ever wrote?
Everything Shakespeare wrote in an abridged version. So you don't have to worry about, being in every single word, every single phrase. But you will get, if you love some Shakespeare, you'll get to tap in there. And we have Raven Theater doing work, Bramble Theater as well.
Well, I want to back up to the one that was doing all the Shakespeare and medley
or
whatever that is.
Oil Lamp Theater.
Right.
Absolutely.
Where is that at?
Out in Glenview, Oil Lamp Theater is doing some great work there. I had an opportunity to go visit them, and the space is really intimate. They have a great team over there of people. So go and enjoy. And make a whole night out of this. This is actually the first week that that Chicago Theater Week and Chicago Restaurant Week have a little bit of crossover.
Oh, that's right.
So people will have an opportunity to make a full date night out of it from February 6th through February 9th.
And when I'm back on in a couple of weeks, I'll talk about the Restaurant Week, which is a great deal in itself. So you can make a night out of it. That is a terrific point. Give me another example of another theater.
So we have the Chicago Children's Theater is doing the Magic City, and this is a great one for ages 6 and up. At Chicago Children's Theater, it's about a little girl who loves enjoying time with her big sister, and then her big sister happens to get a boyfriend, and she creates this magic city of imagination where she's able to keep, you know, her sister to herself, and it's all about learning about expanding family and friends in your life.
Where's that at?
That's at Chicago Children's Theater, and it's in partnership with Manual Cinema, so it'll be
great. And that's in the city?
Yes, in the city, right here in the city.
Okay, give me another example or two.
Oh, yeah. We have, if you love a classic, Court Theater is doing a Raisin in the Sun. So they're right there in Hyde Park. Of course, you have that connection with Lorraine Hansberry and Chicago. So we want to make sure we continue to uplift that story. We have music. So Singing in the Rain happening at Lyric. They'll be doing that alongside the film. So that's a unique experience that you'll be able to
explain that to me.
Check out there.
So they've done this before, and I assume the same thing where they have an orchestra come in,
yes,
that plays the music,
yes,
to the film as you're watching the film.
Yes, so you have that music in real time. You have the real reverberations of the sound coming through your body. So it's a very unique experience. You know, surround sound is nothing on this, right? Do you want to get?
That's amazing. And where's this? Well, it harkens back to the days, I guess, way before my time, where you'd go to a movie and there was a live organist and sometimes other musicians there as well for the silent movies. And this is the same kind of thing.
Yes, and I encourage everybody, you know, you have people who are more into music or people who are more into, you know, the set plays, and so there is something for everybody. I want to reiterate that.
Dance as well?
Theaters for everyone. Yes, we have Hubbard Street Dance has a number of performances, as well as the Auditorium Theater. We have people doing comedy. So IO has a lot of shows up, as well as the Laugh Factory. So they have a number of shows for date night. They have their headliners. They have their newcomers to the stage. So if you want to see any type of performance or theater during this time, come on out, check us out. We have tickets for everyone.
All right. Give us the website again, the information where people can go and get these tickets. How much did you say?
$30, $15 or less.
$15 or less?
Yes, right on ChicagoTheaterWeek.com.
So ChicagoTheaterWeek.com.
You check us out.
All right. Well, always happy to see you, Marissa Lynn Jones. Congratulations to you for supporting Chicago Theater in the way that you do. There's nothing like Chicago Theater. And, you know, it's not only the downtown theaters, which are wonderful. I just saw Shucked the other day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite a comedy.
Yeah. A lot of corny jokes, so to speak.
A lot of corny jokes. You know, very corny. And I went to school in Iowa, so
I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's lots to choose from, which is great in itself.